It's interesting where we get as inspiration from. I was thinking about this morning's message that I was going to bring, and I've made a couple of mistakes this week. I've mentioned this earlier to some people, and some people already know about it, but we replaced the lights in his lounge this week, and I chose the light bulbs, and I've got daylight bulbs, and they're very, very bright. So his lounge is not a relaxing place, it's an enlightening place now. So that was one of the mistakes that I made this morning, through this week. And then the other one I made this morning, and I made it actually after I prepared my word and was just printing it out. And unfortunately, I printed it on the wrong paper. But in some ways, it's reminded me of how important this particular message is. I've printed it on little stickers. Well, I better stick that a bit back on. And hopefully it'll come out in the right place. Right. But like I say, it's strange how things inspire us. Yeah. And that being on little stickers, it reminded me of how God's word should be on his hearts. And it reminded me of the lights that we should shine out, what we've got inside us, and not hold it in. So this morning, I want this morning's message to be a challenge for us all, not to go out and buy daylight bulbs or to stick yourself with stickers all over, but be a challenge for us all. We're all on a walk this morning. We're all on a Christian way of life. And each day should be a new day in Christ, a new challenge, a new task, a new step, a new growth within each of us. But unfortunately, as we walk along this Christian path, we can become static. We can become redundant. We can become lacking. I'm going to look at some scripture in a moment, but the person that wrote this scripture, I think he was one of the best encouragers for each of us. That might give the name of the guy away. I'm going to be talking a little bit from one of Paul's writings this morning, and I think he was one of the great encouragers for the early church and for the church today, and that means for you and for me. I want this to reinvigorate each of us, because we've all got a critical role to play this morning. We've all got a critical role within our Christian walk, our Christian path, our Christian way. The reading this morning is taken from Philippians 1, verses 3 to 11. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. And whenever I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in the knowledge and the depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. That scripture is a great encouragement to me. And that scripture should be a great encouragement to each one of us here this morning. To move us further forward in God's kingdom, so we don't become that static and redundant Christian and lacking in all the good things that God has got for each of us. There's two parts of this scripture that I'm going to look at this morning, just briefly. The first part is, let us put ourselves in Paul's position. Not in chains, but in action. By this I mean, are we passionate about each other in prayer? I'll say that again. Are we passionate about each other in prayer? In the first part of this scripture, we see how Paul is passionate in prayer, in progressing God's love in each other. Taking a step to the side of the scripture now and looking in life itself, anybody wanting success in any part of their life needs passion. They need passion for whatever task they're wanting to attain, they're wanting to achieve. And without that passion, man or woman can become static in growth, static in movement, and not move any further in goals or in achievement for that task. In order to succeed as a Christian, we need passion. We need that passion to move forward, that passion for God, that passion for God's involvement, God's love, to succeed in our lives. What a difference it makes when that passion is there. We see that in the natural form of life, how people that have passion, that have goals, succeed in their career. And each of us this morning has a Christian career, a Christian path And we need that God involvement. We need that God love. We need that power, that passion within each of our lives. Are we standing in Paul's shoes this morning? Are we putting ourselves in his position? We may not be in chains, but we should be passionate about each other in prayer. The second part of this scripture, I want to call it infection. Now, you think of infection as not a very nice word. If you've got an infection, generally you have to be off work. You have to be tucked up in bed, hot drink, Lemsip, whatever needs to be taken for that infection. But the infection that we need is God. When Paul in this scripture moves to his prayer that he has for the Philippian church in the early days, that is a prayer of infection. It's a prayer for each of us to be infected with love, with God's love. To be infected to a degree of overwhelming. To be infected to that degree where the light of the love of God shines out. A little bit like my lounge. That may be funny, but that is the degree that God's love wants to be involved in each of our lives. That is the degree which Paul speaks of in this prayer, which is really to each of us. To what avail will this Christian progressive challenge achieve in our lives? Paul definitely sees great potential in the church. Yeah. And that's in you and I. Yeah. He sees the potential in the love of God and in God's love in us. He sees the strength. To achieve a goal, you need strength. And that strength is attained through God's love. He sees the wisdom. And again, that is attained through God's love. He sees the knowledge. And again, that is attained through God's love. He sees the understanding, and again, that is attained through God's love. He sees the sanctification, and again, that is attained through God's love. He sees the growth, and again, that is attained through God's love. He sees the righteousness, and again, that is attained through God's love. How powerful is this attribute of God in each of our lives? And are we infected enough with God's love? That's why I think this prayer is particularly for each of us this morning. This prayer, although it's only short, should be our infection, should be our encouragement, should be our step forward, should be our daily motion. Are we infected? Are we infected to overwhelming? Paul, like I say, I think he was the great encourager of the church. Yeah. And we should stand on these words. They should be engraved on each of our hearts as a daily encouragement to each other's. It also reminded me of a song from many, many years ago. Not a Christian song. But it reminded me of the words at the beginning of this song. It showed exactly the love which Paul is talking about and how it is a true and amazing love that can make a difference. Now, the song itself, I'm only taking the first line of the song, and it says in that first line, the power of love, a force from above. And that is the power of love. And it is a true force which can be active in each of our lives. Now, we can grasp that force and move on. Or we can just become another statistic, a static Christian. Someone who knows God, but that's just enough. God doesn't want us to be like that this morning. God wants us to be proactive, moving forward, and working within God's love. It speaks in Scripture of God's love being unmeasurable. How much of this love is installed in each one of us? How much more can we gain from His love working within our lives? Amen.